We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 11 of Joy. Today's title is What a Reason to Rejoice. C.H. Spurgeon said, "I do not think the church rejoices enough. We all grumble enough and we groan enough, but very few of us rejoice enough." Our text comes to us from Luke 10, verses 17 through 21. The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." In that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will." In Luke 10, it records when Jesus set out 72 disciples to go ahead of him into every town he was about to visit. He said to those he sent out, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." In Luke 10, verse 2. Our scripture for today's devotional gives the details when these 72 returned from their mission. Luke 10, verse 17 says, "They returned with joy." The 72 had witnessed incredible results from their ministry for Jesus. They were thrilled by the victories they had encountered because even the demons had submitted to them in Jesus' name. Jesus shared their enthusiasm and joy. In Luke 10, 18, Jesus gives this awesome testimony. "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Like the 72, Jesus had personally witnessed Satan's stronghold diminish. However, before his followers were distracted by the impressiveness of these feats, he reminded them of their most personal, important victory, that their names were written in heaven in Luke 10, verse 20. This honor was much more important than any other accomplishment. John Piper explains our greatest reason to rejoice as follows. Rejoicing in your salvation is your most essential joy. That is the joy with the deepest roots, the joy that is most durable, the joy with the greatest satisfaction, the joy that sustains and shapes all joys, the joy that is unmistakable to those around us, the joy that can't be suppressed, but marks your ministry and your life. Let that joy be this, that your name is written in heaven. Let that joy be this, that you are saved. Be more deeply, more durably, more gladly, more pervasively, more unmistakably, more irrepressibly thrilled that you are saved than you are gifted, competent, productive, successful, famous, powerful, or fruitful, even in the name of Jesus. Do not rejoice that with your education in hand, you're equipped to make a difference, but that your names are written in heaven. To be precise, when you take your credentials and rejoice to enter the world for the good of others and the glory of God, do it in such a way that people say, "His truest joy, her truest joy is to be saved." Their ministry was not to become a search for power leading to pride, but a practice of servanthood out of their love for God and their desire for more people to be saved. Their true joy should come from more names written in heaven. Luke 10:21 shares an incredible fact. In that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. Jesus rejoiced that his disciples were living in God's will and that lives were being transformed. Christ told them to focus their true joy on their names being written in heaven. And then he couldn't help but rejoice when he saw it taking place. It is interesting to note that Luke uses a different word for joy in verse 21. He doesn't use the common word for joy that occurs in verses 17 and 20. That word is charis and comes from the root word for grace. Charis means grace recognized. But the word found in verse 21 for joy is agaleo. It comes from two Greek words, one meaning very much and the other to jump or leap. This word can be defined as becoming so glad that you leap in celebration. Jesus was so overjoyed that people were being saved that he jumped with joy. Luke 10 gives an incredible chain of joy-filled events. The 72 were overjoyed because they experienced God at work. Jesus remembered when he saw Satan fall. Jesus teaches his disciples that the greatest joy is names written in heaven. Then Jesus cannot contain his excitement because lives are being changed. Whenever we serve God and see him work powerfully, joy floods our souls. Besides our salvation experience, nothing overwhelms us with joy like seeing other people being saved. If you want joy in your life, know Jesus and share your faith with others. Then you can personally witness our greatest reason to rejoice. Think about this with us today. How can joy become an ever-increasing progression in your life when you serve God faithfully? What brings you the most joy in your walk with Jesus? What does it mean to you that Jesus jumped for joy when he saw his disciples living on mission for God and lives being saved? Let's pray. Wow, what a great image to keep in our forethoughts today. Jesus jumping for joy. May we be rejoicing in our salvation today, even leaping as your son did. May we find what brings us the most joy as we get to walk and leap with Jesus today. Amen.